Mitchell Field Day. Pangea, well, thank you so much for joining us here on Biz News. And we're really getting the lowdown on 12B and what this means for individuals in South Africa. I think the appropriate starting point for lay people like myself is really to unpack 12B in its essence.
Yes, good morning, Bronwyn, and thanks so much for having me on. Great to be here. There's a lot of 12B mania. Obviously, this is now the last month that the incentive is available. And a lot of these funds are closing down. So people are getting quite manic to get on board and try get these big tax savings while they still can. Lots to talk about as well. I think with the solar industry in general and Eskom with load shedding coming back last week. I'm very excited to talk to you about all these things.
Let's start there with the load shedding. In that we have been told that this is a once-off and that the situation will rectify, but there is no guarantee. And of course, the upgrading of the Eskom infrastructure hasn't happened over the last 12 months. So we've got many, many different elements of that infrastructure that are still subject to breaking down, given their age. So load shedding potentially will come back to the fore in South Africa. And we need to protect ourselves from that load shedding, where solar panels at the heart of 12B are exactly where we're going today.
Yes. So just to give you context, the 12B incentive was used to try incentivize individuals and companies to invest into solar. It's done quite well. There's been about over 6 gigawatts of solar deployed in the last few years. And those for those who don't know, it's about 1 gigawatt is one stage of load shedding. And I think SA in general has a lot of potential. We have one of the best environments for renewable energy. We've got fantastic sun. We have one of the best suns in the world, just second to Texas and Australian outback. And you look at countries like Germany and China, I mean, they have 80 gigawatts of solar deployed, and China has over 600 gigawatts. And they have much worse suns and much worse conditions. So I think there's a lot of potential. Just to give you, just to go back a second on the 12B and what it actually is, 2022 was abysmal with load shedding. It was the worst year of load shedding. It was horrific for the ANC politically and economically. In stage 6 load shedding was estimated to be losing the country 900 billion rand a day. And it really hurt foreign direct investment. No one wants to invest in a country that can't even keep the lights on. And politically, it was also a disaster. There's lots of issues that the country has, but the man on the street doesn't necessarily care about SAA being bailed out or Transnet not working. They care about having clean water and electricity. And we saw the huge load shedding really did give ANC a knock in the polls last year. So come 2023 Feb, Enoch Godongwana comes out. He says, listen, we're going to introduce this incentive. You get a 125% tax deduction on renewable energy assets if they're brought into use from 2023 to 2025. So people have been pumping it last year. And now, end of this month, this is the last month that's available. After that incentive was announced, Bronwyn, a lot of people, very clever people, said, okay, how can we weaponize this and make money? And they came up with this 12B structure where individuals could participate. So you join a partnership. Not this incentive was strictly for businesses, but the structure of a partnership allows that all the tax benefits goes to the individual joining the partnership. Okay, it results in, if you do get it right, sorry, Bronwyn, I cut you off there.
It's all good. Okay, yeah. No problem. Go ahead there. You were saying if you do get it right. So just talk through, as you say, this is the last month. So there's going to be a flurry of activity around 12B. You are speaking at a presentation on Wednesday. Can you give us a sense of the flurry that you're expecting from South African individuals as they get this last chance to take advantage of 12B?
Sure thing. So there has been a lot of demand. We're at the stage of the investment cycle where there's actually too much capital and not enough projects. Because, we could have someone who, with R1 billion, that want looking to invest in one of these 12B funds, but we can only accept capital for the projects that we have. Okay, a typical project would be a power purchase agreement. So there's lots of ways to make money in solar, but a power purchase agreement is the most common way that these funds work. It involves, let's say, a manufacturer needs electricity. We would then, a 12B fund would then take investor capital, put, let's say, 20 mil on the roof of a manufacturer that needs it. The manufacturer or the off-taker would then purchase the electricity from the panels, and they would be locked in to buy the electricity for 20 years. Okay, if it does work, it's a win-win for everyone. The off-taker is happy because now he's got clean electricity, reliable electricity, and cheaper electricity than Eskom. Okay, so that's why they would do it. The off-taker now also doesn't have to spend 20 mil out of their own pocket to buy solar. They can actually just buy electricity privately rather than buying it from Eskom. It's beneficial for the investor because now they're getting consistent profits each year, and then on top of that they get a huge deduction and tax saving. We've seen circumstances where people can put in R1 million and they receive 500 to R1 million back in tax saving. So there has been a lot of demand coming in. It's now just when you are looking at these 12B incentives or these funds, it's important to know the risks and to know what to look out for, because just because something has a tax saving doesn't necessarily mean it's a good investment. You have to buy into the underlying investment, and then the tax saving is a benefit.
Mitchell, you say, though, that if I'm hearing you correctly, that there are not enough projects out there for you to deploy capital into or further capital into. Is that correct?
So we at Pangea Wealth, we are wealth managers. We're not beholden to any one service provider. So we have access to all the different 12B funds. And we've seen, some have their pros, some have their cons. And luckily, there are still a few funds that are receiving capital. So there are still available funds that are active and taking in capital. So this is the last time this incentive will be around. We don't think it's going to continue. Eskom being a monopoly, they want load shedding fixed, but they still want to be a monopoly. It's quite remarkable seeing how Eskom operates now with 10% tariffs on China goods. It's going to completely be a big hurdle in continuing the solar revolution. And now they also, I don't know if you saw, they're looking, you have to be compliant. So by March next year, if you have solar, you have to register it with Eskom or it'll be illegal electricity. And we've seen use cases where to become compliant, it can cost you 25,000 to 50,000 Rand, which is quite ridiculous. So a lot of investors have been asking us, Mitchell, do you think this is going to extend? Do you think this incentive is going to go? We've got great tax benefits in the past from the previous products that we've been in. Can we keep doing this each year? And our answer is we only found out after the budget speech in about 2 weeks' time. But I think it's about 99% chance that we won't continue it.
So let's just talk about the process from here for those that are interested in taking advantage of what may be the last opportunity to receive this tax incentive when it comes to solar funding or to solar projects. The process from here, Mitchell, would people listening to this conversation contact Pangea and say, right, I've got money to deploy into 12B, and you would then do the necessary paperwork and navigate those funds for them. Is that correct?
So we wealth managers, so we have to make sure that the investment suits the investor's liquidity needs, tax needs, risk profile. We do have a suite of 12B funds that we do like. each one has its pros and cons. So we'll illuminate the investor and tell them, listen, here's the different 12 Bs. What you need to consider is the debt terms. Are the debt terms favorable? Because a lot of these 12 B funds incorporate debt. And the reason is for that is because if I get a 125% deduction and I put R1 million in, if debt's taken out, let's say there's R1 million of debt taken out, I now can get a 125% deduction on the equity and debt. So you can gear up your tax deduction. The next is the diversified deployment. Does the 12B, is it investing in one project, two projects, 10 projects? What's the diversification? So we always like to have a diversified view where not all your eggs are in one basket. Is the team experienced? So Ronwin, we saw a lot of these people come up from the woodwork when this incentive was announced, and very smart, financially acute guys that were trying to engineer a product, and very well engineered, but they found out the hard way that solar is much more difficult to do, especially when there's no load shedding, so demand's low, and there's much more market participants. So you need to have a 12B operator that has experience, that's been doing solar for a long time. They're not just starting solar because of the incentive. And also, it's important to make sure all the legals are lined up. So to answer your question, if someone was interested, we would sit with them. We have a model that we can use to say, okay, what's your taxable income? What's your capital gains? What's your interest income? We figure out the tax. We say, okay, here's, if you were to do this amount of investment, here's what your yield would be. Here, what your tax saving would be. And we can kind of tailor it to the client. So every client's not the same. So it's very important, if they're not willing to talk to us, please speak to their own financial planners so they can understand the risks and make sure that the investment amount is best suited to their individual circumstances.
Fully understood. So Mitchell, would you consider yourself specialists now in the work that you've done across understanding the 12B landscape, the funds that are available? And, you know, as you say, you can very quickly take a potential investor through the pros and cons to match their risk profile, so to speak. Are you specialists in this arena, or are there many, many fund managers, wealth managers doing the same thing?
So Pangea Wealth, I wouldn't say are specialists themselves. I'd say I'm a specialist. Pangea, we've got brilliant wealth managers, interest rate specialists, good Forex guys. We completely independent and we are professionals. I am the alternative investment specialist for the company, which is why I keep appearing on here. And I've been looking at this thing since a day after it was announced in 2023. So I do understand this quite closely. We have backed a horse called Decentral Energy, the 12B, and we have helped construct the product and put it together where it is ticking all the boxes. I mean, they have 65 projects spread across SA, so you're very diversified. They've been doing solar for 15 years, and we know them personally. They're very good people, very smart people, very extremely successful solar business. And if 12B was here or not, they would still be doing solar. They've also got, we've got Weber Wenzel and KPMG to help us with the legal and tax opinion, or Decentral. And yeah, so we have backed a horse, but that being said, we still do have access to the other 12B funds. And as I keep telling to investors, it's important to understand and be bullish on solar and why it is such a good investment, especially in South Africa, with the tax benefit. So people get burnt when they look at it as a magic tax-saving tool, and then it just happens to be in solar. So we always, we're very bullish on the sector and the industry. You look at the panels, how efficient they are from China. They've really been leading the charge. It's the most efficient panels ever, where you can convert solar energy into electrical energy, and they're extremely cheap. So you have efficiency with low cost. It really is the perfect time to be doing solar. And the reason why Decentral has been doing so well and these 12B funds have been doing so well is because they are focused on cost-saving solution. So if I go to a client, day one, they're having cheaper electricity. The people that have been burned from load shedding going away, obviously load shedding goes away, the demand of solar goes down, is the people doing direct sales or the people that are offering a load shedding solution. So I think it's important to have solar stand up on its own legs and say, if there is no load shedding, can you still get a good outcome? Is it still a good investment? And I think with how everything is playing out and the investment appetite, there's been millions and billions of funds coming in. All these 12B funds are just racing around to get these projects, where normally it's the other way. Normally you actually have, it's hard to get capital. Now it's actually easy to get capital. So it's hard to get projects.
And in the investment landscape across Africa, we often talk about the lack of bankable projects, which is where I'm sure you've been assessing the B12 funds and looking at their bankable projects and their access to those in effect.
Yes. Yeah. No, I think renewable energy is heading in the right direction. I know Trump has obviously taken office now. He just wants to drill, baby, drill. But
and withdrawn from the Paris Climate Agreement.
Yes, no, it is sad, but luckily the technology is in such a good space right now, Bronwyn. You don't actually need, like, from an investment point of view, it can actually be much more profitable than oil. It's got more longevity. No one. I'm all capitalism and free markets, and let's focus on grazing the economy because it lifts all boats. However, no one wants to live in a landfill. So I do think it has gone back, but the technology is so good right now. And especially in places like Australia, the US, China, South Africa, where you've got this amazing sun and the technology is getting better and better. I mean, remember right now the efficiency is actually 28%. So that means of all the energy put down from the sun, the PV panels right now convert only 28% of that energy into electricity. So, I mean, if you get that to 35 or 40, this amazing investment now just becomes even better and better. So I think it is headed in the right direction for sure, contrary to what you see on the headlines and everything.
No, 100%. I don't think that all the work that has been done on climate change and sustainability is going to be jeopardized by the news coming out of the US. So definitely moving in the right direction. And Mitchell, as we close out, let's just go back to the B12 opportunity. Let's summarize it again in terms of February potentially being the last month that investors will be able to take advantage of the tax incentives with regard to energy or investment in renewable energy, in solar particularly, in particular, correct?
Yes, so I think it's been a great conversation, and I could speak about this for another hour, to be honest. But the 12B in a nutshell, if you do get it right, you get access to a great investment that gives you consistent cash flows each year. You get a huge tax benefit, and this is the last year you can get the tax benefit. You can make sure, if you partner with us, we've done all the homework for the investor. You know, we're not beholden to any of the 12 Bs. I'm not pitching any one product. We've done the homework for our investors, and made sure that the solutions we put forward have been really thoroughly looked through and tick all the boxes. We've also built over last year a bespoke financial model where we can actually plug in each individual's investor's income deductions and taxable income for the year, and plug in different investment amounts so they get a clearer picture of, okay, what's my exact rand saving? If I put $1 million in, am I saving 800K in tax, 900? What am I saving? What's the yield? What's the return on investment? And we can tailor a solution to the client. Pangea offers much more than just the 12B, but it is an amazing tax saving tool. And people are very not happy. We've got one of the highest tax rates in the world. but it doesn't go towards anything. I mean, we have to pay for our own medical aid, our own security because the police are inept, our own electricity because Eskom can't keep the lights on, our own education, you know, it goes on and on.
Education.
So people, when you give them this opportunity to save tax, it's a big reason why there's been so much interest. And this is the last, I mean, in 30 days, it'll all be done. So I think now is the better time than ever to jump on board. And as I said, they are still receiving capital in some of these funds. So we can definitely help facilitate that process.
Mitchell Field Gates, Pangaea Wealth, thank you so much for joining us here on Biz News.
Thank you, Brandon. Thanks so much.